Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. I'm Barry Bernson. We're here with Chloe O'Connor, Help at Home's Vice President of Care Coordination, a little over 6 months since the program launched. And Chloe, it's great to have you joining us.
Hi, Barry. Thank you for having me.
Chloe, how does care coordination change the way personal care is delivered?
Our program is really rooted in our caregivers' time in the home. Our caregivers know their clients incredibly well. On average, they are in the home 20 hours a week and have a four-year average relationship. So we deploy a digital observation capture tool into the hands of our caregivers that allows us to learn about the changes that those caregivers are witnessing on a day-to-day basis. And these are changes that could be to the client's environment, to their physical condition, to the behavioral or mental status. And those caregiver observations then get ingested into our proprietary clinical technology and reviewed by a care team of nurses, social workers, and community health workers. And then on top of the observations, the care team spends time with the client to complete different assessments. So we create a really deep longitudinal view of the client, which allows us to have a holistic plan of action to address their needs across behavioral, environmental, and physical different needs.
You know, we recently talked with your colleagues, Julie McCarter, President of Care Coordination, Marianne Longo, who's the Chief Clinical Officer of the program, about how the program changes the way personal care is delivered. You know, we hear it takes a village, but it really does take a village, according to Julie and Marianne. How does care coordination help them feel more effective, the caregivers, at what they want to do most, which is helping their clients live safely and independently at home?
This really is such an important topic. We continue to hear about caregiver shortages and caregiver burnout, and we see the care coordination program as supporting our caregivers and the important work that they do. Our program really exists to support our clients more directly with their health journey, and when we do that well and we're creating better outcomes for our clients, we also help our caregivers. When our clients' needs are being addressed and a caregiver really begins to experience that hand on the back supporting them, or that village of support that you reference, it reduces the stress that they feel and reduces the amount of burnout that they're experiencing. Additionally, as part of our observation capture tool, we're asking the caregiver two additional questions that specifically targets how we can best support them. So not only are we asking them to tell us about their clients' needs, but also asking them about their needs. And the number one thing that they request is help understanding their client's diagnosis so they can provide the best care possible. It's really amazing to me that these individuals who are doing so much already also have the mindset of how can I do more? And we're able to support them and follow up with additional training and resources that allow them more education on caring for their client's specific condition. The second question asks about their level of stress and burnout and grief. And when that's flagged as a risk or as a need, our team connects them with counseling or the employee assistance program at Help at Home. So these are just a few specific ways of how the care coordination team can support both the client and, importantly, the caregiver.
We sometimes forget that the caregivers need care themselves. Now, these layers of support you mentioned, are they making an impact for your caregivers?
Yes, absolutely. Our caregivers in the care coordination program have a higher net promoter score, or NPS score. And really remarkably, Help at Home's total caregiver census is growing year over year, meaning not only are we retaining our caregivers, but we're adding more to our team every day.
How often would you say, Chloe, that your caregivers are being supported through the care coordination interventions?
Frequently. So far this year, our caregivers have generated thousands of insights into their clients' status and needs. And those caregiver insights are coupled with insights from the care team assessments, and they've driven actions and have resulted in hundreds of activations of the broader healthcare ecosystem. So think of things like scheduling a pulmonology appointment when the caregiver notes that breathing and mobility may have declined, or activating community mental health resources when the client is demonstrating increased agitation or mood changes, or you know, maybe it's connecting to more effective food program resources when our caregivers arrive and they don't have the food in the refrigerator to do the client's meal prep.
Thanks, Chloe O'Connor, for explaining how Help at Home is focused on transforming the way personal care is delivered through this care coordination strategy. To learn more about care coordination, join us for future podcasts and visit helpathome.com/care-coordination to learn more. I'm Barry Bernson.